I'd like now to welcome to the show Christopher Johnson. He's a poet and performer, and on February 29th, he is doing a special event. It's a leap year dinner theater event at Counterculture here in Santa Fe called Skips Day. It's an audience participation play, which Christopher has written. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
And I'd also like to welcome Crockett Bodelson and Sandra Wang of the Caldera Gallery, which is in the same little complex as Counterculture Restaurant. They are with the gallery, and they're also a collaborative artist duo named Scuba. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
So let's talk about this play, Skips Day. What's it about? How does it work? Is it about leap year?
Well, yes and no. The plot line that drives it through is that it's a high school class that is happening on leap day. And one of the boys in the class named Alexander, who his classmates call Skip, is celebrating his birthday. But the play is more specifically about that certain type of blindness teens can have, wherein they think that they know a lot about the world, that they're becoming adults, but all of this stuff, in a certain sense, is only relevant insofar as it affects them as individuals, rather than having a broader view of the world, which sounds kind of odd. But mostly it's about, you know, the type of high school attitude and the way high schoolers can be center of the universe type feelings.
Yes. Yeah. And so what's the audience participation part?
Well, anyone in the audience is by default a high school student. They'll be sitting with the rest of the high school kids. They are required to, if they are called upon, respond from their homework, which is a fact about leap day. And they don't have to worry because we'll do their homework for them in this case, not necessarily in the future. And they're going to be encouraged to, you know, get in on some tomfoolery with us, act like high school kids, not pay attention to the teacher. We have a teacher for the class. So
Laird Hovland. He's a local artist and sculptor.
Okay. Now, what is your role as artists and Caldera gallerists?
Well, the cups will be thrown by Chris Brodsky.
Now, cups, everybody
ceramic
gets a
cups.
Cup?
Everybody who buys a ticket gets a ceramic cup as a token to remember the event by. On that cup will be written leap day facts. For example, Tony Robbins, the motivator speaker, is born on leap day. And other local events that have occurred on February 29th will be written on the cups.
Okay.
And at some point, people will get called on, and they will have to read off that information. We're also realizing that people will just start talking about that information. You know, what's on your cup? This is on my cup. So it will create this kind of classroom atmosphere where people are talking about this issue, leap day, and the events that have occurred on these days.
And so how much is it scripted and how much is it evolving, Christopher, as it goes along?
Well, the parts that you might say are evolving are pseudo-scripted. We know where they arise, where it's appropriate for us to engage the audience and really draw them into the sense of being high school kids. But about 60 to 70% of it is scripted lines. The dinner theater will last 45 to 55 minutes, the idea being it's as long as a high school class. And so we do have some loops in there where we get a little off task, you might say. And that's where the audience would participate with us. And the more we get off task, the more likely it is they will be called upon to answer from their homework assignments by the teacher. So.
And all of this is at Counterculture, and not only is there dinner theater, but there's dinner. And the menu looks really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New Mexico beef with red wine, roasted garlic, mashed potatoes, and I guess the alternative entree is spinach lasagna with Caesar salad, toasted focaccia, and then nice little dessert. And all good stuff, and you go home with a hand-painted ceramic cup by Caldera Gallery.
Right. Correct.
Well, if people would like more information, what's the website?
It's www.calderasantafe.com/skipsday.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you all on the air. Christopher Johnson, Crockett Bodelson, and Sandra Wang of the Caldera Gallery. And we will see you on the 29th of February.
Okay. Thank you so much.